And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
One more time for America! Oh, yes.
It's not an eagle.
It's not an eagle. It's a hawk. That sound is not an eagle. And that changed my whole worldview because it's just, it's part of America. It is part of America. Just hearing that, you go, yeah. You get, it's like a testosterone boost.
But how many times have we seen in social media on and TV where you would see the eagle flying across the screen and that's what you would hear?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's what we believe.
An actual eagle sounds like this. It sounds like a little bird in the backyard.
For as majestic and beautiful as an eagle is, yeah, its bark's a little weak.
You know, I don't know. I will say this. It's very America, though, in a way. Because just like America, American dudes were very burly and manly. You look around the world and we're known for this American swagger. You look at the eagle. The eagle is like that. And you think, oh, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden you get to know it and you go, oh, yeah.
So you're saying a lot of guys sound like.
No, it's just like, you know, we put on this air of, you know, we're America. We're better than everybody else. Alpha male. America. And then, you know, we're just a bunch of softies.
We're good. Yeah. We're fine. We're good.
Yeah. So that is the gold this week. This week is going to be a little bit different because normally we have everybody here. Carson took off. It's her parents' anniversary. She had to take off. Big D had to take off. He's got some things he's dealing with. And it's just me and Schaefer. Garrett even left. We don't have anybody on the video. So
Garrett said, deuces, I'm out.
So we're like, okay. So what we've done is we've gone ahead and just kind of to do things a little different this week and to make sure that there's still a podcast here because I don't even know, what is this, episode
492?
Episode 492.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. It is because I'm looking on the website. And on our website, by the way, you'll be able to find the new merchandise.
Ooh, that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, get the Honky Tonkin shirt where it's got it's a great little parody on country music. Possibly the greatest, and I mean that, greatest Halloween country music tie-in t-shirt you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, it's fantastic. And again, even though Garrett bolted on us and stranded us, he did those shirts, and they are incredible. They look so good.
It's like this little honky-tonk, like you see all your favorite country spooks. Sorry, I didn't say country stars. I said spooks, because Jelly Ghoul is on there.
They're spooky.
They are very spooky. Blake Skeleton is just he's super dope. He's got his little drink and his little cup. Morgan Howland, because he's kind of like a werewolf. So you'll see like all the chest hair
but
and everything.
With the grill.
Ghost Malone. Dude.
It's Ghost Malone with the grill.
Ghost Malone got that grill. You know, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Luke Catacombs, and he's got like this skeletal look to him, but still got the beard. It kind of reminds me, do you remember the Luke Combs Crocs?
No.
They had the logo of the skull on it. It kind of is... Yeah, it's kind of like that. It kind of works. And by the way, Luke Combs Crocs are worth a lot of money on eBay, especially if you haven't worn them. If you have worn them, not as much.
Garrett showed me there are some Easter eggs in that shirt.
Really?
That you have to look for, yes. Especially when it comes to tattoos and their formation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll look at that. And then the Lainey one I think is really cool. I'm sorry, the Slaney one because she's got a knife and it's awesome looking. The shirts are there. They are now up on sale. And I will say this, they are not going to last for long.
No.
So if you're listening to this podcast post-Halloween, then too bad. But as of 10/14/24, these shirts are up there and they're live and you can buy them and they're amazing. And again, get them while they're
actually
there.
10/11/24.
10/11. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 14th Monday.
I didn't even know what date it
was. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just me.
You see what I have to work with, folks? I mean, this is what I've got.
This is episode 570.
Sorry, Lance.
No, it's 492, right?
Is 492. That what you're saying? I think. Let me look.
Also, we haven't officially made the debut on the racing shirts, but they are there. They put them up on sale early.
They're up there too. Yep.
So if you want to go and look at that, we've kind of done a little refresh on the merch page. So.
Yes, 492 today.
Yeah, so check that out. And what we're going to do is we have some interviews that we're going to put up on here. Some people that we've had in the studio recently.
Because we've had a bunch recently, y'all. A lot.
If you know, it's weird because it's always hard for us to pick who to put at the end of the podcast episodes. So we've had some people that have come by, and then we haven't put them on, and we're like, oh, well, let's just save that for an emergency. Well, finally, we have an emergency. Oh, sorry. An emergency. All right, so we've got Justin Moore, Joe Nichols, and Tucker Wetmore.
Where's Justin Moore? I can't see him. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Dude.
Oh, with the way we talked to him during the interview?
Yeah, just wait until you hear the interview. Oh, the barbs go a-flying. Justin Moore, Joe Nichols, Tucker Wetmore, all back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and that is going to be following... you know what? I'm not even going to do it following the closing jingle like we normally would, because we're just going to go straight into it. I'm going to hit this little eagle screech.
Do it.
And then it's going to happen.
Justin Moore in studios, got a new album out. Who cares? I made another thing, guys. Can I come by and talk about it? Sure. It's good to see you, man.
I mean, I only talk to y'all when I need you. I need something.
That is true.
You're such a good friend. You have been for a long time.
Well, likewise.
It's been, I think it was since the beginning, since you started.
Yeah, 07.
I remember
that
hard
to believe?
Yeah, you came in and you sang Small Town USA.
Yeah.
That was like the first time we ever met you.
Crazy, man.
Wow.
Weird.
So now you got, like, on this new album, you got, Blake's on it?
Blake's on it. Dirks is on it. So, yeah, Hauser's on it as well. And we've been on tour. I think we've done 3 or 4 tours together over the years. And we kind of started around the same time. I think he might have been a year or two ahead of me. But we did a lot of those guitar pulls and that kind of stuff together early in your career. And
there's like a class. You know, you had the class in 91. You had Clint.
You mean
and,
89.
I mean 89. Yeah, sorry. I was talking about 91. With Clint and Garth and Clay.
Alan.
Was
Alan was in that.
Yeah. Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But there's also a group with you guys. It's like you and Randy and Lee. Lee Bryce and there's that crew that's kind of that class as well.
Yes, well, I mean, I would not compare us to that class.
I didn't mean that. Sorry, I said Alan Jackson. I thought you heard that. Yeah,
I know you did.
You're not Alan Jackson.
But yeah, man, it's been fun to be out with, and I've been out with both of those guys. You know, we've done a lot of stuff together over the years, and to see all of us still having some type of success
relevancy
is really cool. This many years later, almost 2 decades later.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You look back at 2007. I was just kind of glancing. Here's the people who were tops that year.
I love this. Okay, go ahead.
Brad Paisley, George Strait, Trace Adkins, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Rascal Flatts, Tracy Lawrence, Montgomery Gentry, Big and Rich, Garth Brooks was coming back with More Than a Memory.
Which Lee wrote.
Yeah.
Lee wrote that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dierks Bentley as well. So Taylor Swift. So that was a really big year.
Yeah.
And then, like, boom, here you are. You're on the scene. And again, like you said, you're still here.
8th studio album.
That's crazy.
Is that what this is?
Number 8.
Somebody asked me the other day, and I go, I don't even know. I said, probably somewhere around 10. Because we did a live album. We've done this.
A Christmas thing. And,
you know,
St. Patrick's Day.
So I don't remember, but yeah, it's 8. Wild, man.
8. That is what they told us was 8.
8's a special number for you.
Explain why.
I'm
built like an 8-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. Chronologically, you're the same size
really
as an 8-year-old. How tall are you, though?
I really don't know. You know what's funny about you asking that is either my son or one of my daughters asked me recently, Dad, how tall are you? And I go, I don't know. When you're when you're this short, you don't measure. You don't want to know.
Right.
It's like me. I don't weigh myself.
And he
I don't want to know.
He or she goes, no, really, what is it? I go, I really don't know.
Do you go to a doctor's office and you're like, I don't have to get on that. I'll just stay. I'm five. Blah, blah, blah.
That's why I don't go to the doctor.
Are you at five? Are you five something?
Yes, he's five.
Are you north of five? I'm just asking. You're sitting down. It's hard to tell.
It's possible. But I wouldn't say it's probable.
I love you so much.
I'm north of 250. Well, north of 250.
Justin Moore has got a new album out. It's the eighth one. It's called This Is My Dirt, and it's on there. So you co-wrote all the songs on the album?
I did, yeah. Throughout my career, I've written or co-written 85-90% of what
I didn't realize that.
What I've recorded.
That's good, because you got to be able to like every song that you sing. I mean, if you're going to be up on stage, you know, several times a week singing, you want to have it to be songs that you have a connection to.
I'm not a guy who has to record, you know, everything that I record, I don't have to be on, but I have been fortunate to write the majority of what I've recorded over the years.
Do you know any number one songs you've had?
As an artist or a songwriter?
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, as an artist first.
12.
Yeah, a songwriter?
Probably 10 of those. I'm just guessing. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. I know.
I love that you don't know, actually.
If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, I didn't write.
That's my favorite song, too.
Somebody Else Will, I didn't write.
I love that. No, that's my favorite. I like that one.
Been a few. I may have it wrong. It may be like 7 or 8. I don't know.
Did you know that on those number one song, those plaques that they give you from, you know, the label or whatever, did you know that that's not your song on the album, on the record? So you see this
record. I don't understand the question.
Here's a platinum record.
Yeah.
The platinum record. This is what it looks like on the backside. Do you want to hear what's on it?
So this is out of Bailey Zimmerman's. Already broken, by the way, so we opened it.
So, yeah.
I'll play a little bit.
Dude, you're going to so you have these at your house on your wall. That record?
Oh, that's an actual
plaque.
Yeah, pulled it out of one of the plaques.
Like what they give an artist when they congratulations.
Okay, I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay, here you go. This is what is on your wall. It's just some dude noodling. It looks like it would be your song. Because your name is on it, and it's...
I didn't think it was a real record, though.
Oh, no, it's a real record. You can see where they burn the grooves in to make it look like a...
I mean, I never knew that.
Like your song would be
on it. Never would have known. So he broke one of his plaques and gave it to y'all?
They sent one to us, and it, apparently in the shipping or whatever, it got damaged. And so it was already broken, so we're like, let's go ahead and finish it up.
Wow. Beastie Boys were talking about it.
I would never have known that.
Right. We went... really deep on it. It's like a documentary now. It's going to be on Netflix.
You want to touch it?
Golly.
That's actually what it feels like, too.
I mean,
heavy, very
heavy
thick.
Gram.
Yeah.
You're going to go home. You're going to go back. You're going to open up your...
I'm surprised it even plays because of the back of it.
It's crazy. The needle only goes on the top.
Now I've got Lee on it. Wow. I told Randy about it. And Randy's like, of course it's not. Like, I'm an idiot. Well, of course it's not. I'm like, okay, easy, Randy.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Why, of course? If I see your CD, because remember when they used to put the CDs on there? Yeah. It was the same thing. So you would assume that it would have your music on it.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
Why do y'all have a can of cream style corn in here?
Look at the giant.
Look how fat we are. We love cream style corn. Yeah. Did you know that we are the green giants? Ho, ho, ho. Green giant. Did you know that we are the face of.
I need to get whoever
drew that.
Did this.
Garrett, that's our guy.
Garrett's right there in the other room. Garrett,
say hi.
Do this to my album pictures.
Yeah.
Photos.
He's right here.
I mean, the thigh muscles on Bubba.
Dude, those are pretty accurate.
The calves are life size.
Why did they make your legs like so small?
In comparison to Bubba's calves, Big D's calves.
Right.
Yeah, his calves are bigger than mine.
Dude, my calves are probably bigger than your thigh.
And your pecs.
My pecs?
His.
Oh, I know.
I look great.
You do.
Thank you, Garrett.
Really
this is Bumble profile.
Jeez.
Your biceps? I mean,
just easy, Justin. You're a married man. Good Lord. Take it easy, pal. Jeez, you got a new album? Get all frisky?
I ain't been home in a while.
the album from Justin Moore, it's called This Is My Dirt. It's out now. Get it. And also see him on the road as well doing the tour and get all the info. JustinMooreMusic.com. Joe Nichols, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
I'm good. Hey.
Have you ever eaten whale?
Have I ever eaten? No, I've never had to. Never been that poor. I've been poor.
Oh, well, I would think whale would be rich.
Oh, there you go. I mean, you know what? That's the way to look at it.
I mean, like you think beluga caviar. Beluga is so stupid expensive, and that's whale.
I guess my limited Arkansas knowledge is when I think of whale, I think whales have washed up on the beach, and so people are just out there just getting some off the
beach. Just chowing down.
I don't even know why that came into my head like that.
Ocean roadkill.
Roadkill, yeah, thank you. We got possum and stuff in Arkansas. That's our whale.
Dude, how cool was it to be on stage with Post Malone?
That was great.
Did you know he was a big fan of you that much?
No, I was in my hotel room ironing my clothes, and they called and said, a weird thing happened. Post Malone's trying to get a hold of you. He wants you to do a show with him. I'm like, I don't know if you're talking to the right guy. I don't know if this is me that you're supposed to be calling today. But long story short, you know, I couldn't do that, but he kept pursuing, like his people kept reaching out, like, really want to get you on a show. And Post is a really big fan, and I was like, sometimes those things are forced, you know. And I met him for his album release party, and that dude's a real fan. He's a huge fan.
Isn't
he was
that crazy?
Super excited, and it is really crazy. A huge star like him was super excited for a guy like me to be on stage with him, and I started singing Broken Hartsville, and you'd have thought I just, started
singing
something really classic. Something like that. It was just really cool, unique, and genuine.
I find that he's very respectful of the art of country music.
Yes, that's another thing I'm impressed with M. by is his knowledge of the history of country music, his appreciation for the old stuff, and a guy like me, like a random song like Broken Hartsville, he told me, I think this is the greatest country song ever written.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's awesome. Thank you so much. From a guy that's probably seen a lot of music. That's a very high praise.
Yeah, for sure. So Joe has a new song out called Better Than You, a new album coming out. By the way, you can go to his website, joenichols.com, and be one of the first to pre-save your copy of the Honky Tonk and Country Songs album right now. It's available everywhere on the 25th of October. Now, I think the album has this, you know, we're talking about, it's kind of the sound of it. He was like, I don't know. It's just not. You crank me up because you're always like, I don't know, man. It's really country. I'm like, you are really country. And that's what people really like is you being you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Even Post Malone, like we talked about earlier. Post likes you for you.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I could hear compliments like that all day long. And I'm telling you, I'd find the cloud and the silver lining immediately. Yeah. That's kind of the way my mind
is. Are you one
works.
Of those people? Really?
Naturally, I think I am, but I tell you what, practicing acceptance and humility and gratitude, those things make me not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am naturally that guy, waking up in the morning like, what did I do wrong? Yeah. How do I fix it? What do I do next that's right?
Yeah. I'm a glass 80% full guy. I'm like, you know what? There's positive. I'm going to find it, and let's go.
My wife's that kind of person. Like, hey, let's look at the good in everything, and that takes a lot of training for me.
Does Heather ask about us a lot?
She asks about you all the time, actually. Yeah.
Hey,
she's from Longview.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We live in Tyler.
We have a game that we want to play.
Okay.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
Oh, we are so excited. We went and had a theme song and everything for this.
We played many cents.
Oh, God.
Joe knows.
Stop. Answer questions real tough.
Joe knows stuff.
I'm gonna put that in the show, guys.
You should. Joe, what country has the highest life expectancy?
Ooh, I know this. It's somewhere like in.
It's in the Far East.
I was gonna say India, but
Sri Lanka. Were you about to say Sri Lanka?
No, I say the other one, Bangladesh or something like
Hong
that.
Hong Kong is the answer. Hong Kong.
Okay.
Joe, who was the ancient Greek god of the sun?
Apollo?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
You guys act shocked. Your theme song's that I know stuff, man.
Wow, you do know stuff.
It was we didn't pay much for it. We didn't think it was true. What's the most common surname in the United States?
Smith.
Again, that
that's
is
right.
That is correct. What's the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
What art form is described as decorative handwriting or handwritten lettering?
Cursive?
Wait.
Nope. Say that again.
Starts with a C.
What art form is described as decorative handwriting or handwritten lettering?
Calligraphy.
Calligraphy.
Yes,
we'll give you half on that.
All right.
How many dots appear on a pair of dice?
Total?
Oh God. Total, yeah.
Total.
So 6, 11, 15, 18, 21.
42.
Oh God!
Wrong.
42. Oh. I don't know.
Well, I don't.
But we still have the song.
Because it was a pair. He said a pair.
How many dots appear on a pair of dice?
Oh, pair. Okay.
So it's 22, but
four. Okay.
Or 21.
42. Okay.
Joe Nichols knows pair stuff, though.
Do you want to put this on the album? Is it too late to add this song to the album?
Dude, I'm putting this on everything.
Yeah.
This is my walk-up music in the show now.
Joe Nichols, this is the new one. It's called Better Than You. If you go to his website, which is, go ahead, guess it. What do you think it is?
JoeNichols.com.
Yes.
Woo!
You can do that. Go there. You can sign up for a pre-save your copy. So are you still, like, I know we've had this conversation many years, maybe 20 years ago, about aliens. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we're to that point where I believe we're about to have disclosure.
Oh yeah,
how in depth are you on aliens?
Pretty at an unhealthy place, I think.
Me too.
Like
same.
It not takes great. A little too much of my time where I should be focused on music and family, not in that order, but that should be my focus. Yeah. But I feel like aliens, then my girls, and then
isn't it the weirdest thing?
It's up there. No.
Yeah, do you think that we'll ever, like, do you think one day it's like, okay, everyone, this is it?
I think they're doing it slowly. So we're like the frog in the boiling water. So if it came out today and said, all this stuff that you've seen is absolutely real at one time, then we hop right out of the boiling water with the frog. Yeah. But if you put the frog in the cold water and turn the heat on, it will sit there until it boils.
Yeah.
I think we're in the boiling water. I think we're being shown things that are absolutely real. Little bits at a time, put a little false information out there to make you think, well, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. Let you kind of feel what it's like to know that it's real mm-hmm. without making you feel like your world has just turned.
I also thought that maybe, you know, they're looking for intelligent life. They've come to Earth and they found it.
Yeah.
Except it's not us. Yeah. What if it's like the dolphins or what if it's like the bugs, you know, like ants?
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Bazillions. I mean, there are more ants in your backyard than there are in, you know, on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So maybe they are who the aliens are here for and it's not even us.
Yeah.
We think it's about us because we're humans and we think everything's about us.
We're arrogant. There's some validity to the we are a parasite to the Earth because we do things that make the Earth kind of shake us off a little bit. Honestly, the alien stuff, you know, I'm kind of leaning more toward they're here in places that we don't look.
Underground. You
know, underground and maybe...
Underwater.
Maybe, you know, more we find out about dimensions, the more we don't know about dimensions.
We've talked about that a lot.
And so things that move, you know, without physics
probably
aren't in our dimension, but they can pop up and go, I'm really here, but I'm kind of not.
That Puerto Rico thing that goes into the water and pops back up, never throws a wake, and also never slows down.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
And things in the water that go almost the speed of sound without making any ripple or anything like that. You can't do that. Nothing can do that. I believe that we are spirits that have bodies rather than bodies that have spirits. So if you believe in the mind and the spirit, believing that exists in another place, then other things can exist in other places too. So
yes.
You got to be able to talk squatching. You got to talk all that stuff. There's a lot of Bigfoot news lately. Just saying.
Squatching.
I've been squatching.
Joe Nichols got this album October 25th. You're going to be able to get it everywhere.
That's right.
If you go to his website, joenichols.com, you can actually be one of the very first people to pre-save your copy of it. And it's called Honky Tonk and Country Songs. You're going to love it because it's Joe Nichols.
Yeah. Before you leave, can you do me one thing? Can you just go down in Broken Heartsville?
Yeah. down in broken Hartsville.
So great. Better than you is a new one. And like, yeah, Bubba said,
Joe
Ghostbusters.
Knows, Joe knows.
Okay. So sorry you wasted your time coming here today, Joe. Joe Nichols, everyone. Tucker Wetmore in the studio. What's up there? Ron call you Tuck. What's up, Tuck?
You can call me Tuck. Everybody calls me Tuck.
Of course, man. You got a name like Tucker, you're going to call you Tuck. Not
What's up, Er?
Hey, Er. Big day, man. You got the new EP out.
Yes, sir.
How many songs in this?
8.
Wow. That's a big EP. That's almost an album.
Yeah. I mean, technically, it could be considered.
I think. Because that's like a double EP.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll call it a double EP.
It's a DEP.
I'm down with it. It's Wind Up Missing You is on there, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming on there and the other stuff. What are the other songs that are on there you're like pumped up about?
Dude, I'm really excited for Break First. It's just like a fun, undeniable bop kind of sound song. When I Ain't Looking is also another one of my favorites. I think that's like a sneaky banger.
Yeah.
Then we end the EP on a track called Mr. Misser. It's a cool way to end it too, because it's like going into the next project, but end the project that we're doing right now. And it's just a sad country.
Are you
song.
Doing something really cool? Like it's going to be trippy to where to like when you play them back to back, it's like. It sounds like the same thing.
100%. And like I'm connecting like different. It's not full like sequence like top to bottom. I was like, oh, this makes sense with that. You gotta kinda like find it. And there's like little Easter eggs and like the songs.
I love that.
Cool. I do too.
Yeah. You remember used to do like the mystery cuts at the end of
the hidden tracks.
Hidden tracks. Like it would be like if the track would end and you look on the CD player and it would still be playing. And you're like, but it's and then all of a sudden you hear
Do you even remember that? It was like 60 seconds after the song
I don't remember
ends.
That.
No, because he was born in 1999.
I know, but it was like, you'll say it had 10 songs on the album. You get to song number 10, and it would say it was 8 minutes and something long.
Yeah.
So you would hear like a 3-minute song.
I should bring that back.
And then, should.
And then it would be really quiet for like 60 seconds, and all of a sudden you hear an extra total bonus song.
That's awesome.
That's not listed. There's no credits anywhere, and it was just there.
There.
That was like a thing.
I should bring that back. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. And you can do like an acoustic, any kind of different version of it.
Yeah.
You playing in the truck.
Same song even.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, a lot of times it's the same song.
Or like a demo or a scratch track or something.
Or you just start talking.
Or you
just leave us a little message.
Yes.
That's
it's
kind of
like the after the credit scenes in a Marvel movie. You just kind of, you have like
nobody leaves the theater. You know?
Right. That's exactly right. Everyone's still listening to the EP. Tucker Wetmore, the EP, it's out now called Waves on the Sunset. A lot of songs on it. It's 8 songs. It's basically an album. pick that up. So when you were in college, you're playing, wanting to play college, or I guess you wanted to play professional football.
That was the goal.
Was to go all the way?
Yeah.
And then you got hurt?
I did.
And then your life changed?
Yeah, my life changed. I mean, I went to Montana and played football there. That was my whole goal. And people asked me, hey, what'd you go to college for? Like talking about like my degree and stuff like that, or my major. And
football.
Like, football. And that's the only reason why I went to college.
Yeah.
And, and the goal was to like get in the draft and hopefully make it to the league and stuff like that. And I was working towards that. I started feeling weird towards the end of my freshman year there. Because I redshirted my freshman year, and I was just asking God for a sign, and then literally the next day.
He broke your leg?
The next day, I broke my leg. No, I'm not even kidding.
What?
And a week later, I was like, that's my sign. I moved home.
So do you think God...
I dropped out.
All right. So you think... All right. That's your story. Stick to
your
it.
Your life would be totally different.
It would.
It would.
Totally be the different thing. I was the same way. I wanted to play ball. I wanted to go all as far as I could. Mm-hmm. I hated the game. But I was just the biggest guy, and so I had to play.
Absolutely.
And then blew my knee out and met this numbskull over here.
He's all right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Did you want to play ball, Bubba?
No.
You didn't want to do
it? I was a man.
Like baseball. I thought you wanted to do baseball.
I never wanted to play. I knew I wasn't good enough to play pro. I could not hit a curveball to save my life. So, I mean, once teams figured that out, it was like, throw him the curve.
Throw him the curve. Can you believe it? You're like singing Savannah Bananas, that you're like all the different places this song has taken you.
Dude, it's open doors that I thought would never be possible. And like Wine and a Whiskey was my first release, and that kind of like started the train, and then I answered it right back with Wind Up, and it was just like, holy crap, what is going on? And like the Savannah Bananas thing was just like, What a very minuscule thing, but it was really cool. But like, it's just everything that's going on.
What happened with the Savannah Bananas? Because I might have missed that.
Oh, dude, they had me out, and it was like a surprise guest appearance. And so, like, between innings or something like that, they did like a TikTok thing down like the stands, and then at the end of the stands, we're all together, and then I'm sitting waiting right there, and then I just sing the chorus of "Wind Up," and
what
the whole stadium went
isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Did you get goosebumps?
A little bit.
I would have.
I was nervous, dude.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, they have a guy who like is the singer, like the whole Savannah Bananas.
Yes, I think his name's Dalton.
I couldn't remember, but yeah,
it'll change.
Yeah, let's see if this ever doesn't work out. You know, you got
a
chance.
He was a good guy.
That's an amazing story. The Savannah Bananas. It's basically the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
It's the coolest thing in the world,
and I'm starting to see it pop up in like other places. I'm waiting for pickleball.
They have the firefighters now. So just like the Harlem Globetrotters had the Generals, they now have the firefighters. So the Bananas play the firefighters, and it's all firefighter themed, and it's cool.
That's... There's like four or five different teams, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Nemesis.
Yeah,
I would always like. I would always kind of always felt so bad when the Harlem Globetrotters they'd play, and they would play the
Generals.
The Generals, and I would kind of root for them because I was like.
Look at you for the underdog.
I know.
You're like, I feel, their moms are watching.
They're pretty good, actually. I mean, they're actually not bad.
Yeah.
And I think that was a foul, and y'all didn't call it. But okay. He clearly walked. Is that a bucket of water? What are we doing? Dude, congrats on the EP,
Thank
man.
You so much.
I know that it's a lot of work gone into this, and looking forward into the next project too. I don't want to get off of this one, but it sounds like you're already planning.
Well, we
moving
have a,
forward.
We have a year, and I know we talked about that. So we have a year until the next EP or album, whatever happens after Waves on a Sunset. We have to live with this one for a little bit.
A little bit, but not as long as you think.
I don't think it's a year.
Not as long as you think, and that's all I'll say.
Okay, well, you said next year. Oh, that could be.
That could be in 2-3 months, I guess.
That ain't far.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
There we go. Got to get Bubba a calendar.
Yeah. It goes January, February.
You can check him out into touring as well. TuckerWetmore.com. TuckerWetmore.com. See him with Thomas Rhett more. And check it out and pick up the EP. Good to see you, brother. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, brother.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
What?